This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Paul, you mentioned it is a really big sports day. I'm glad Mother Nature is cooperating too. It'll be a nice day to sit at PNC for the rubber match between the Pirates and the Washington Nationals after the bench clearing that went last night and a grand slam by Odell Cruz.
Yeah, the whole thing started with a pitch that looked like it was a bean ball, but Andrew managed to drop right before it hit him in the helmet.
Cat-like reflexes.
Yeah.
10 o'clock this morning, Roberto Clemente Jr. will be there to honor his father, the 70th anniversary of the first hit, and the plate, where it's at Three Rivers Stadium, is there on that North Shore, right next to, guess what, where Franco Harris caught the immaculate reception.
No coincidence, right?
Yeah, that's pretty special. And tonight, it's a hockey night in Pittsburgh. The final for the Penn season comes to an end. And guess who's coming to town? Alexander Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals. And joining us, two-time Stanley Cup champ, and, of course, anchor on Sportsnet Pittsburgh, our friend Jay Caulfield. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Unfortunately for you and Pens fans, there will be no playoffs for the third straight year. That's very disappointing. However, it's fan appreciation night regardless, and two of the greatest hockey players ever to skate are going to be together tonight facing off. What kind of reception do you think Alexander Ovechkin will get?
Yeah, Larry, I think it's going to be really, I mean, I think everybody's going to respect and appreciate what he's done. I think it's going to be a great reception from Pittsburgh, the fans, and I think Sidney Crosby, they must have something planned special, and we'll see. It's an amazing feat that nobody ever thought would be, a number would be overtaken, and certainly this guy, Ovechkin, has done it, and he's done it in so many different ways, and a big physical player that's played the game. Again, he and Crosby, I think, truly, Larry, if it wasn't for Ovechkin and Crosby over the last 20 years, they brought so much more to the game and what it meant and just continued to increase the popularity of it. So both guys in the final game of the season here tonight in Pittsburgh, it's a great one to have. And it's amazing how close it came that this could have been a night that he had a chance to break it, but he got it done. He got it on a hot run and accomplished it. But just a great thing.
You know, Jay, you mentioned Sid there, and it's been a great week or so for him because not only has he set a record, an NHL record, but also he cleaned up in the NHL Players Association voting. I mean, several high marks there.
I believe if you're voted on by your peers, I think that's something that he takes a lot of pride in. I think every player would love that, the idea that across the league that he is considered the best in so many categories. And I think it's a wonderful thing. And certainly we've had a chance to watch it in for all these years and see him grow. I don't know. He's always done this. I mean, to me, he's always just, always been this player that competes at the highest level. You take a compete level that's that high, the desire to win every battle and the skill set that he has. And it's no wonder that he's been able to do that, but to do it at this age and still accomplish it. Again, when you're voted on by your peers, I don't think there's anything better than that. And so, congratulations to him. It seemed like all year long there was another milestone that he was coming across. And again, as I said, the two of them, Ovechkin and Crosby, both have taken the NHL and I don't want to say save it, but I mean, that was the focal point for all these battles that they had. And it's kind of great to see. But certainly Sidney Crosby, what he's done, guys, is unbelievable. Like you said, being voted on by your peers, I don't think there's anything better than that.
We're with Jay Caulfield. So tonight, bittersweet, but it will be fun to have Ovechkin and Crosby face off together. Yeah. And that's at a bit of a shocker yesterday, Jay, when we learned that Chris Letang went through a heart surgery to repair a hole in his heart, but apparently everything went well, and this is on top of him having a couple of strokes before. Do you think we've seen the last of Chris Letang?
I do not, Larry. I think they said a 4 to 6 week recovery, if I heard that correctly. I mean, that could certainly change, but I thought I heard that. I think they knew about this the more I heard the story.
Right.
I mean, it's something they were aware of, and they decided to get it taken care of now. So, no, I don't think so. And I was talking about this yesterday. I think as athletes, you're going to do anything and everything and talk to the people that are going to give you an okay to continue to play. He's such a guy that keeps himself in, you know, the greatest condition. His level of compete is so high. I don't think it'll be the end of us watching Chris Letang. I think he get this taken care of, take care of himself, and he'll be ready to go by camp.
Jay, it's been a disappointing season in terms of no playoffs, but toward the last part of the season, I've noticed some improvement from some players and some new faces that show promise. Who's standing out for you right now?
Yeah, they brought up that McGroarty and Koivunen and Kopanen, a number of players, but it's funny, guys, you have like this opportunity to showcase your skill set, and they've been raving about the McGroarty-Koivunen duo, if you will, and they came up and they were as advertised. So
right. They
came in. McGroarty went down with an injury, which is a shame because it would have been great to get even a couple more games and go down the Wilkes-Barre and try and win a championship for their playoff run. But I think they both have done a great job. Koivunen, they played with a top six forward role. So they've been able to play and not look, when you get into it, thrust into playing with Sidney Crosby or Evgeny Malkin, there's a lot of players that defer or, you know, the moment's too big for them. Well, it hasn't been for those two, and they've done a great job. Like you said, McGroarty getting hurt, that's a tough one. But, again, he'll be fine. Hopefully, I don't know if he can make it back for any playoff run that Wilkes-Barre is in, but any experience you continue to get at the highest level is such a plus. But I'm really impressed with what they've done. There's a lot of young defensemen. There's a lot of things in the pipeline, and also a young goaltender out of Russia that's been like kind of setting the AHL on fire and a big talking point. So that there's a lot of hope and a lot of things in the pipeline for the Penguins, and I know they just want to continue to build on that, and they need to, right? So if you're on time with Sidney Crosby's career and you're trying to make another run, they have to continue to produce and bring out a nice talent that can go with that lineup and help them win.
Jay, there's no chance that Sid leaves us, does he? Because I've heard some fans say, well, if we can't win, maybe he can go somewhere else and get another ring. He's not leaving us, is he?
I don't believe he is, Larry. No, okay. I think he's so loyal. And that's why I said they got to right the ship. And after this hiccup the last number of years, they need to pick it up and get ready to go next year. And I don't think he's going to leave us, Larry.
All right. Paul is very appreciative of your background, and we were talking about you today, Jay.
Jay, I've got one question for you way out there. I once lived and worked in Grand Forks just a couple of years before you played for the University of North Dakota, and I see that you played both football and hockey, but just one hockey game. What happened?
Well, I can't believe I can't believe another Grand Forks person. You know, first of all, I loved coldest place I've ever been, but I loved the campus. And so my story was, I was on a football scholarship there, Paul. So that was my career path. It was going to be football. And then I ended up having an injury kind of throughout my junior year into my senior year. And I couldn't play any more football. I didn't pass the NFL combine physical. I couldn't do so. My girlfriend at the time, my wife now, Alicia, she set up something for us to go to the Mayo Clinic. And again, I could not play football anymore, but they did allow me to try and skate and play hockey, which is kind of wild, but they did. And North Dakota let me come out and start to skate, and I got in one game, which I thought was the greatest experience. It was unbelievable, and if you were in Grand Forks, you understand that. To me, it was one game, and I kind of parlayed that into
somehow finding a way to be a free agent in New York, and that's how I started my career. But one college game, and I certainly owe so much to the University of North Dakota. Chino Gasparini was the coach there. I owe them so much because I don't know if that would happen today, but it did back then, and I'm so grateful. But it was a wonderful path, and again, I truly – Grand Forks was a phenomenal campus to go to, but truly – and you can relate, the coldest place I've ever been.
Well, Paul says they worship you out there, right, Paul?
Jay, I have friends in the Grand Forks area, and you're very well thought of, and it's a great story because you went on to a great NHL career from just one game at UND. That's something else.
Yeah, show them those two Stanley Cup rings anytime somebody brings that up.
Well, Paul, thank you very much, and Larry, always thank you, and it's great to talk to both of you today.
All right, big man, enjoy the time off and golf, and we'll be checking you out tonight.
Okay, guys, you take care, and a pleasure. Pleasure for me.
You got it. Jay Caulfield, there is not a nicer man on the planet, but I always caution, don't put your stick in his face.
No.
1021 News Radio KDKA from the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, Paul Rasmussen.
One of the last persons you'd expect to get a restraining order is an NFL defensive lineman, but that is the case involving Aaron Donald. We'll have the details coming up at 8:30 on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA.
I always think of Bill Hillgrove going, guess who? Aaron Donald.
Right.
Every time he made a play when he played for Pitt.
Tackles all the time, right?
Went on to win a Super Bowl.
Sacks, tackles for losses, just dominating player.
Let me just guess, though, of all people you would stalk, I wouldn't pick that guy.
Yeah, what's up with that, right?
Serious business, though. Unfortunately for celebrities, that in some cases comes with the territory. And that is the case
here,
apparently.
Wait till you hear the reason that he had to do this on Tuesday. And when you hear the reason, it'll be obvious.
Hey, there's a show, and we're going to give you tickets right now for it, that's coming to the Benedum, Come From Away. And a lot of people don't know what that's all about, but you actually do know the background. It's about September 11th when people were stuck in Gander, Newfoundland.
Yes, they were all on flights bound for the United States. And on 9/11, during those terrifying moments, the airports eventually were all closed. And so planes in the air had to find other places to land. And a lot of them that fly that North Atlantic route found Gander to be the best destination. And so they had an unbelievable number of planes on the ground, and all the passengers inside needed housing. There's not enough hotel rooms to take care of them. And what happened in Gander was really one of the great moments in the relationship between the United States and Canada.
7,000 airline passengers. You're right, Paul. It's an incredible story, and you can be there, experience it at the Benedum May 4th. We're going to send you to the matinee, give you a pair of tickets, 412-922-1020. Pick a number, Paul.
Two.
Caller number two. Super. 412-922-1020.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
When is this Superload get underway? When can we see it?
This is the mystery, Larry. We're not being given specific times, although that is possible. Maybe we will hear from them at some point that we're underway, but at least we are able to get the word out.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
Why don't they want you to know, Paul? What else is going on? Oh, I just saw CBS is running this story. We talked about it last week. The de-extinction of these dire wolves that have not been on the planet in the past 13,000 years. This is, what's the first thing you think of? Jurassic Park, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they took DNA.
The reanimation of, yeah.
This is suddenly now, it's a big story on CBS because they brought one of the pups in, and it's a little furry, it's cute as hell, wolf. It's a wolf that was made popular, what, in Game of Thrones?
Mm-hmm.
And this wolf has not existed for 13,000 years.
That now, is that, amazing.
It begs the question, what else will they be able to do? One of the things they were working on is a woolly mammoth. And they put the fur, the wool, whatever you call the woolly, you know, it's fuzzy.
Yeah.
On a mouse. And they have pictures of it. So they got a woolly mammoth mouse that looks super hairy.
Okay.
I'm like, where are we going with this?
I don't know. And I don't want to return to any ideas about a real-life Jurassic Park. Please, no.
But don't we have enough problems? Now you got to worry about a woolly mammoth. I almost hit a deer today. That was bad enough. Oh, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Deportations have been in the news, and some of those mishaps, like the one man sent to a El Salvador prison, have made international news. And what about the visas that have been revoked for some students around the country? Joining us is Ellen Freeman, who is an immigration attorney and also the School of Law at the University of Pittsburgh. Ellen, good morning.
Good morning, Cleary.
I'm unfortunately certain you've been very, very busy in your profession these days. When we hear about they've just revoked students' visas, how many students are we talking about around the country? I know there have been some here at Pitt, CMU, Penn State. What's the status of this?
Duquesne, La Roche. Unfortunately, the numbers are staggering. We're here about 5,000, and they're growing by the day. They're really, really large numbers of international students affected. Initially, it started with students who were supporting terrorist activities, participating in blocking access of students to campuses at mostly elite universities, and that's what we've heard how it started. But it's expanded significantly to students with very minor, very old arrests for DUI, for very minor traffic violations, for very minor misdemeanors that normally would never result in somebody losing their student status and being asked to leave the country immediately.
Legally, though,
for example,
Go ahead.
But the significance of what's happening in the country, it's not that they're just revoking their visa, saying, hey, when you travel internationally next time, you won't be able to return to the United States without receiving a new visa. That is called prudential revocation of a visa. But what's significant now is that the status has been terminated in the national database that manages students. It's called CVIS. And that students are not receiving any status. Universities are not receiving any notice of that happening. And the only way they find out most of the time is they do a periodic sweep of their students, and all of a sudden they see a discrepancy with the status of an active student. And that's the only way how they know.
Legally, we have heard that they have invoked some wartime ICE deportation where they don't have to go through traditional, the legal process. So there is no recourse in many cases. Is that true?
It is true, other than going to federal court. As you see, the courts will be extremely busy. And every single student has the Fifth Amendment right to have due process. And so they all will be going to federal courts. Some will be joined together and there will be class action. Some will be mass action. And some, as we're seeing now with the Dartmouth student, is an individual case where a federal judge ordered the Immigration Service to reinstate the status of that particular student. Importantly, students are governed differently than other classes of immigrants in the United States. After 9/11, because as we know, some of the terrorists were attending flight schools. All of the handling of students was transferred to ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, same agency that deports people. So students are under the jurisdiction of a different agency than somebody who is working here, for example. And so it's really troubling that these kids, a lot of the times, they're really, really young, and you know, your kids get in trouble too. They get in a fight. They do something with their fraternity they weren't supposed to do. And all of that is very, very minor that now has tremendous consequences where toward the end of the semester where they're ready to take their finals, all of a sudden they have to leave the country. They paid the money. They did everything right. They may be the best students in their class, and none of that matters.
And legally, you did say at least the student group whose visas have been canceled do have some due process available, unlike some of the others.
Correct. These are not the people who are, you know, hardcore criminals who have orders of deportation, who have any kind of bad affiliation. These are people that may have been mistakenly identified, or like I said, a lot of them just had one DUI.
So what, when a student comes to you, how long a process is this? How long would it take?
Unfortunately, most of the time, I now refer them to attorneys who pursue claims in federal court and bring fast actions trying to reinstate their status. The normal process, the one where a regular immigration attorney can help, does not work anymore because most of the times there is no opportunity to reinstate them. Even where the designated student officer, that's an employee of the university who is charged with managing foreign students, would like to reinstate the student, they don't see that option. It's grayed out of the database. And then it's a pretty long process to try to file an application with the benefit agency of the immigration service and try to file it online to expedite and try to wait. So most of the time I refer those students out. I just think it's not fair for me to try to fix something that may not be fixable at, without going to federal court.
Sounds like a tangled mess. Appreciate the time this morning, Ellen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ellen Freeman, immigration attorney and with the University of Pittsburgh, a professor of and a specialist in immigration law. So the difference with these, at least with the students, as I heard Ellen say, they do have access to due process, but it could take a real long time and can be expensive too, as opposed to the others who in some cases are just being snatched off the streets.
From the Goldberg, Persky and White News Desk.
The epidemic is real. Only a very, very small portion of it can be changed, can be charged a better recognition or better diagnostic criteria.
That's Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. commenting yesterday on a CDC report that finds an increase in autism diagnosis rates. It's now 1 in 31 by age 8.
And it continues to rise, which is the most troubling. So hopefully, Paul, the source and focus will get us to some answers that we haven't been able to get since this has been going on for a long time.
It seems the conversation is changing to what is causing all these cases and the increases. It's more than 130 feet long. It's almost 30 feet wide. It weighs 150 tons, and it's called
the Super Load.
They're moving it today from Allegheny County to Ohio.
Man, that is, I guess, a sight to see. My guess is we're going to see a lot of social media posts and all the news sources will get drone shots. We'll see the super load.
Well, David's report this morning says this gigantic load, it's basically a steel cone, but it looks like a flying saucer. So maybe we'll have some conspiracy posts right?
We're being invaded by some type of aliens.
And it's a big sports day. We have a ceremony this morning to honor Roberto Clemente and then the Pens' last game of the season tonight.
Yeah, that ceremony is at 10 o'clock, open to the public in just over an hour, right on the North Shore, right where home plate used to be at Three Rivers. 70 years ago today, Roberto Clemente got his first major league hit. Then the Pirates play a day game, the rubber match between the Nats, and the Bucks got a little saucy last night with a bench-clearing incident after Andrew McCutchen almost got his head taken off with a Jorge Lopez fastball.
Right, Lopez had hit the batter before him, and then there was the near miss with Andrew. The benches cleared, the umpires got together, and they tossed Lopez. And then the next thing that happens, a cruise missile for a grand slam.
How about that? And tonight, the last regular season game and season ender for your Pittsburgh Penguins, hosting the Washington Capitals with Captain Alexander Ovechkin. Two of the greatest hockey players ever to play the game face off tonight. It'll be a big night.
You know, a lot of fans that'll be at that game will be able to say years from now that they were at that game where Ovi and Sid finished the season, where they both set records. It was huge.
And I'll be curious to see how the Penguins organization recognizes Ovechkin and Sid. Both are just spectacular. Thanks, Paul.
The stock market took another big hit Wednesday after the Fed warned it could keep waiting to reduce interest rates in the face of rising inflation. The Dow dropped 699 points. The NASDAQ lost 516. S&P saw a 120-point drop. A spike in retail sales in March reflected the race to stock up ahead of President Trump's new tariffs taking effect. The Commerce Department reports Americans spent 1.4% more in March than February, the largest monthly jump since January 2023. That's due in part to the push to purchase cars, electronics, and apparel, which will be impacted by the new import taxes. The fast fashion industry is quickly feeling the pinch of the president's trade war on Asian-made goods. Discount online retailers Temu and Shein announced plans to raise prices for U.S. customers starting April 25th, although it's not yet clear how much costs will climb. Next month, imported items from China and Hong Kong face a 145% tariff. And users of two major tech services reported outages across the country Wednesday. Virtual meeting host Zoom and music streaming service Spotify each experienced problems loading. The platforms have since been restored. Both companies are still investigating the cause of the outages. That's your CBS Money Watch report for this Thursday morning.